the screams of the demoniac, Christ's authority over Legion. This is a scene straight out of the Gospels. After he calmed a storm with a few words, Jesus and the disciples just crossed the Sea of Galilee. The men step onto the shore in the Gerasenes region, a Gentile area far from the Jewish crowds. From the tombs nearby, a terrifying figure rushes toward them. He's not just any troubled soul. He lives among the dead, naked, uncontrollable, screams all day, cutting himself with stones. Chains. When people try to restrain him, they snap like twigs. He can't be handled. His cries echo through the hills, a constant reminder of something broken. A man, or at least the forces inside him, spots Jesus at a distance and runs straight to him. He falls down at Jesus' feet and shouts, "What do you have to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you by God, don't torment me." Jesus had already told the unclean spirit to leave the man. But this is no single spirit. "My name is Legion, because we are many," he says. There used to be thousands of Roman legionnaires, an organized force of destruction and control. These demons use that name to show off their power, maybe even intimidate people. There's so many of them that the man is like a walking battlefield of torment. They beg Jesus not to send them out. There's a huge herd of pigs nearby, about 2,000 feeding. They like to go into the pigs. The spirits rush out. The pigs go crazy, charge down the steep bank, and drown in the sea. The herdsmen bolt, spreading the news throughout the town and countryside. People run to see what happened. They find the man who used to be Legion sitting there, fully clothed, calm, in his right mind, right at Jesus' feet. The same guy who used to frighten everyone is now peaceful. But what's the crowd's reaction? Fear. They ask him to get back in the boat, but he doesn't. Jesus tells the healed man to go home and tell his family and friends what the Lord has done for him, how merciful he has been. It's raw, intense, and powerful. The demoniac's screams weren't just noise. They were the sound of utter enslavement, of a life overrun by evil forces that no human effort could break. Chains failed, people failed, society failed. With barely a word, Jesus changes everything. It's the absolute authority of Christ that stands out. The demons know who he is. They call him Son of the Most High God. They beg, they plead, they negotiate. They have no choice but to obey. They only get into the pigs because Jesus lets them. It's not an equal fight between good and evil. It's total dominance. He doesn't argue or wrestle. He just commands. Despite everything in the spiritual realm, Jesus shows that the kingdom of God has broken into the world. Imagine the man's condition before Jesus. Living in tombs, isolated, self-destructive, superhuman strength turned against others. This is what unchecked evil does. It isolates, destroys, twists strength into something bad. Legion represents overwhelming oppression. One demon is bad enough, but many. It's like an army taking over a single life and turning it into chaos. Yet Jesus steps right into that chaos and restores order. It's not random that the pigs drown. It shows how destructive these spirits are. Even though they begged to get into the pigs, they couldn't control the outcome. The herd hurried to destruction. Evil always leads to ruin, whether it's a person or an animal. The loss of the pigs shocks the locals, but the real miracle is the man set free. Jesus permits it, perhaps to make a point to everyone watching. Despite seeing Jesus' power, the people push him away instead of welcoming it. Sometimes we'd rather suffer than experience the new freedom that comes from God's intervention. The man wants to stay with Jesus, but Jesus sends him as a witness. Tell your story. Spread the word about mercy. That's how the gospel works. Transformed lives share God's mercy. There's also a lot of compassion in this account. He crosses the sea, faces the storm, lands in hostile territory to reach one tormented man. No crowd cheers, no fame follows. Just one life changed. That's what matters to him. Christ's authority isn't cold or distant. It's personal. In a world full of screams, literal or figurative, this story reminds us that no darkness is too deep for Jesus. Legion was many, but Jesus is greater. His word is enough. This man ends up clothed and in his right mind because Jesus spoke to him. There's hope if you feel overwhelmed by addictions, despair, fear, or something else. Demons feared torment, knowing judgment was coming. But for the man, Jesus did not torment, only delivered. That's the difference. Evil torments, Christ liberates. Jesus' ability to exorcise demons is a preview of his ultimate victory over all evil at the cross and resurrection. Every exorcism in the Gospels is a skirmish in the bigger war, where Satan loses for good. Legion's defeat is a taste of that. So when you're feeling like screams echoing in tombs, remember this shore. Remember the man who ran to Jesus, fell, and walked away free. There's no change in Christ's authority. He still commands the darkness to leave, still clothes the naked, still restores the broken. The screams can stop. Mercy wins,